Lord, we thank you for this week.
亲爱的主，我们为这个星期感谢你。
We thank you for Sunday, the privilege to be together and worship you.
谢谢你让我们主日可以聚在一起来敬拜你。
As we study your word this morning, would you speak to us?
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你对我们的心说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Last week we talked about the spiritual discipline of solitude.
上个星期呢，我们讲到了属灵的操练，就是独处。
That is not simply being alone.
这个独处呢，不是说就你自己在一个地方。
But being alone specifically in the presence of God.
而是就是你在神面前。
Saying, what do you have to say to me?
就是问神说，神啊，你要对我说什么？
I want to spend time with you.
我想要跟你在一起花时间。
Today I want to look at two more disciplines.
今天我想要看另外两个操练。
And they are at least a little bit related.
起码是有一点是跟我们是相连的。
I want to first of all look at the discipline of meditation.
第一个是默想的。
One.
诗篇第一篇。
Says this.
这样说。
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked,
不从恶人的计谋,
nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers.
罪人的道路, 不做亵慢人的座位, 这人便为有福。
But his delight, his joy, is in the law of the Lord.
这个人唯喜爱耶和华的律法。
And on his law, he meditates day and night.
昼夜思想。
He is like a tree planted by streams of water.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
This word meditate is the idea of talking to oneself.
他那个昼夜思想，他有一个就是说跟自己谈话的这样，在讲话的一个意思。
To think on and to carefully think about something in your mind.
就是在你的脑中来仔细的思想。
But also has the idea of someone who isusing scripture and talking to themselves through scripture.
就是他在用这个经文来对自己讲话。
Allowing the Holy Spirit to speak that word to us.
就是让圣灵通过那个经文来对我们的心说话。
Now, this is in no way related to what many Eastern religions consider meditation.
这跟就是东方宗教所讲的这种冥想啊，这种默想是完全不同的，一点都不相关。
Many of those philosophies teach meditation is emptying your mind.
那他们的很多这个东方宗教的这种哲学或者这种他们那种形式，就是要把你自己倒空。
But when the Bible talks about meditation, it's the opposite of that.
但是当圣经谈到这个默想的时候，这跟正好跟他所讲的相反。
It is filling your mind.
而是让你的头脑能充满。
It is filling your mind with God's word.
就是让你的思想被神的话语所充满。
And then allowing his spirit to use that to grow us in his image.
然后呢，让圣灵用神的话语让你的在基督里成长。
I want to look at two scriptures to help us understand this a bit. First of all, I want to look in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第一个我们来看哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians 2 is one of the most important chapters in how to read God's word.
就是如何来读神的话语呢？那哥林多前书第二章是最重要的其中一章。
I have told you, and I'm not going to take time this morning to tell you again about a friend of mine who was a brilliant mind.
我有一个朋友，他头脑非常的聪明。
A brilliant scholar of the Bible as far as he knew it very well.
就是他所知道的圣经呢，他也是一个很好的圣经学者。
But he was an atheist.
但是呢，他却是一个无神论者。
He didn't believe any of it.
他对圣经上的任何内容都不相信。
He was a religion professor at a university in England.
他是在英国一所大学的宗教系的教授。
He knew it very well.
他非常的了解圣经。
He didn't believe it.
但是他却不相信。
1 Corinthians 2 tells us shows us how that's possible.
那哥林多前书第二章就告诉我们说他的这种情况怎么是可能的。
Verse 9, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him.
就是圣经上说神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见 耳朵未曾听见人心也未曾想到的。
These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
He says, the things that man's wisdom cannot figure out.
人的智慧是没有办法想明白的。
God's Spirit reveals to us.
但是圣灵神的灵向我们显示了。
Verse 13, we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit.
我们讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语。
Interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual.
将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
Now, 1 Corinthians 2, some people have taken it apart from the rest of Paul's writing and misunderstood.
那有的人呢把哥林多前书第二章呢就跟保罗别的整个书信里面脱离出来就是开始误解了他误读了。
So they have said, ah, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2 that it's the Holy Spirit who teaches you what his word means.
他们说哦这就是保罗在哥林多前书里教导你说是圣灵教导你明白神的话。
So you don't need to study.
所以你不需要学习。
You just say, God, you show me, and whatever thoughts come into your mind, that's the Holy Spirit.
说神呐、啊、你就向我显示吧所以什么脑子念头进到你的脑子里那就是圣灵给我的念头。
That is a dangerous way to read God's word.
如果你那样去读圣经那是很危险的。
My dad used to talk about a preacher who he had, a friend of his who did not study for his sermons.
然后爸爸常常会谈论说他有一个朋友也是一个牧师但是他经常呢不为他的讲道的好好的准备。
He said,I believe you just open your mouth and let the Lord fill it.
然后他说我相信了你就张开嘴让神来充满你的这样讲的。
And one day my dad said, I heard him preach this week.
然后有一天我爸说我听他讲到。
He opened his mouth.
然后他打张开嘴。
And I think the devil got there first.
我觉得魔鬼撒旦先到了。
Paul is not saved.
保罗不是说
Don't study.
不学习。
With his whole, everything he writes, we see how much he values digging into God's word.
我们去看保罗的书信就看到他非常的看重就是去学习去深挖神的话语。
But he is saying to us that we cannot fully grasp God's word apart from the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是他也告诉我们除非是靠着圣灵的能力我们是不可能完全理解神的话的。
And so as we meditate on God's word,
所以当我们来默想神的话的时候
it's the idea of savoring it, of chewing it, spending time with it.
就是那个他的那个概念呢就是你去咀嚼神的话你在花时间在神的话语上。
Not simply reading and forgetting.
不是读了就忘了。
But digesting it.
而是真的是消化它。
Making it real.
让它成为对你是真实的成为你生命的一部分。
When I was about 10 years old.
大概我十岁的时候。
The pastor, or I went to a Bible, my parents took me to a Bible conference.
然后我爸爸就父母带我去参加一个特会圣经特会。
And the preacher said you ought to read through the Bible every year.
然后那个讲员就说了你要每年把圣经给读一遍。
Well, that seemed like a good idea.
我说诶这个想法不错。
So I decided I would do it.
所以我决定我要这样做。
Every day, you know, I've got to read this much.
然后我就每天说诶我今天要读这么多。
And I'd get bored.
然后很快呢我就觉得挺枯燥的
You know, Leviticus is tough.
你知道读利未记那个可是不容易
And it's tough when you're 100 years old. It's tough when you're 10.
100岁读利未记可能都挺不容易的10岁读就更不容易了
And so by Sunday morning I would be way behind.
所以呢到星期天早晨呢我已经远远落后于我的读经计划
But my dad was the pastor.
但是爸爸呢是牧师
And you know, no one ever listens very much to your own dad.
你知道，大家对自己的爸爸可能都不会仔细去听。
So on Sunday while he was preaching, I would catch up for the week.
所以呢，在他星期天讲道的时候，我就赶快来补足我的圣经。
And I have to say that it did not do me very much good to read through the Bible that year.
但是我要告诉你，我那年通读圣经对我来讲没有很大的收获。
Maybe it helped me just the discipline of it a little bit.
可能在我的这个自律上面帮助了我一些。
But I just read and forgot.
但是我就读完了就忘了。
I was just trying to get to the end so I could say, I did it.
然后我就是想要坚持到最后就说哎呀你看我完成了。
Over and over, David talks about meditating on God's word.
但是你看大卫他一再的强调默想神的话语。
Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. That's Psalm 119:97.
就是在诗篇119篇97节大卫说我何等爱慕你的律法终日不住的思想。
He says, as I go through the day, I just keep chewing on what I read.
他说当我就是每天过日子的时候每一天的时候我就不断的咀嚼就是回想神的话语。
You know, there's nowhere in the Bible that tells you that you need to have your quiet time with God in the morning.
在圣经上没有一个地方写到说你要把你的那个灵修默想时间放在早晨。
It's not a command somewhere.
那个不是一个命令，一个吩咐。
But there is a very practical reason for doing it in the morning.
但是有一个很实际的就是早晨灵修的原因。
And that is, if during that morning quiet time I can hear something from God's word.
就是在早晨那个安静的灵修时间如果你可以听到神的声音。
That I can chew on throughout the day.
就是听到神的话语那我可以在这一天都在回想在思想神的话语。
I am meditating on God's word.
我在默想神的话语。
I am making it part of my diet.
我让它成为我的就是我的饮食我吃默想的一部分。
So this is in no way emptying our minds.
所以这个默想完全不是像东方这样的魔冥想什么都不想
filling us.
而是让神的话语来充满你。
Another scripture that shows this is Philippians 4.
另外一个经节就是在腓立比书第四章。
Paul writes to them and he tells them not to empty their mind.
保罗给他们写信说不是把你的思想倒空
but to fill it.
而是用充满你的思想。
And he says, here's what to fill it with.
他说你要用什么来充满你的思想呢？
And listen to this list. This is a little difficult because this is such a familiar scripture.
这些经文因为大家都很熟悉，所以来讲呢就有点困难。但是请你来听他所列出来的，你要思想什么？
As soon as I start it, some of you can finish it.
我知道，我只要一提这个经文，那很多人就可以把这一句经文给背下来，并把后面都讲完。
And here's the problem with that.
但是这个问题就在于
When we already know it, we don't actually hear what it says.
当我们已经知道了这些经文的时候，有时候我们就没听到了。
But listen to the characteristics that Paul says. These are the things you should fill your mind with.
请你来听，就是保罗他所说要充满你思想的这些事情的特点。
And then think about.The TV shows you watched this week.
再想一想你这个星期所看的那些电视节目。
Or music.
或者是你听到的音乐。
Or books, magazines, whatever.
不管说什么书啊或者是杂志。
And ask, does this describe them?
你就问一下说那这些你所读的东西有没有反映这些特质呢？
What is true?
就是真实的。
What is honorable,
可敬的
what is just,
公义的
what is pure,
清洁的
what is lovely,
可爱的
what is commendable,
有美名的
if there's any excellence,
若有什么德行
anything worthy of praise,
若有什么称赞
think about these things,
这些事你们都要思念。
And then he goes on at the end of the next verse to say, as you do this, the God of peace will be with you.
然后他下面继续说，如果这些事你们都去行的话，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Part of what Paul is doing in this letter is telling them how to have peace in their mind.
保罗在这封书信里所讲的就是如何有一个你的心思意念，你的心里有平安。
Their world is in turmoil.
他们的世界也是动荡不安。
And part of the answer to how to have peace in that world, he says, is to think about the right things.
他说在这个动荡不安那样一个混乱的世界里，如何有平安呢？就是去想这些事情。
Now I read through that list.
然后我就读这个里面所列出来的。
And if I really think about each of those qualities,
如果我仔细的来想这些
几个
特质，
honorable,
真实的，可敬的，
promoting justice,
就是提倡公义的，
lovely,
可爱的，
commendable, pure,
有美名的，清洁的。
Most of what bombards our minds today,
今天就从四面八方来轰炸我们头脑的那种，
does not meet those qualities.
他们根本就是没有办法符合这个标准。
You know, this morning I got up, and while I was getting ready, I said to my little Alexa thing, play the news.
然后呢，老师我起来准备的时候，我就对我的那个亚马逊的那个扩音那个什么人工智能机那个音响就说，讲新闻，开打开新闻。
And the first thing that came on did not fit Philippians 4:8.
第一个所讲的就跟这个腓立比书四章八节是不相符合的。
Most of our world doesn't fit this.
我们世界的绝大部分都跟这个根本没法符合这个。
Now, I am not saying, when you leave here, if you misquote me, please misquote me correctly.
如果你要出去，你要来引用我，然后你引用错的话，别引用错这点。
I am not saying you should go home and become Amish.
我不是说你回家就成了一个阿米什人。
Throw away all your technology.
把你的那个科技都扔出去。
Disconnect the electric and, you know, live with candles and a Bible. I'm not saying that.
把那个电也关了，就是点蜡烛看只有圣经，我不是这个意思。
But what I'm saying is the discipline of meditation is filling my mind so that throughout the day I can go back to that.
就是默想的操练，就是用我的思想充满神的话语，所以在这个整个一天中呢，我能不断的去想到这些，我能有可以觉讲神的话语。
Now, I believe in reading through the Bible.
我是相信要通读圣经。
I believe in reading big chunks of the Bible.
我也相信就是有时候你读很大段的这样圣经。
But there is a danger to that.
但是呢，这个其中也有一个危险。
And that is it can just be kind of skimming.
你有很快就是这样浏览过去。
Friend of mine told me,His dad gave him a method for reading that has helped him greatly.
有一个朋友他告诉他爸爸给了他一个就是读圣经的方法，对他帮助很大。
He says, as I read through the Bible,
当我就是通读圣经的时候，
and he said, I read straight through.
他说我就是这样的通读过去。
But he said, I do it this way.
但是我是这么读的。
God, please give me your word for me today.
说神啊，求你把我今天所需用的话语
Said, I read until God has done that.
他说我一直读，读到神就这样子向我显示了。
To where there is something that I know, this is what I need to be doing in my life.
直到我读到说，哎，这个是我应该在生命中来做的，来操练的。
Or this is what I need to be thinking about throughout today.
这个是我今天需要思想的。
And then I stop.
然后呢，他就停下来。
He said that means some days I read one verse.
他有的时候那就意味着我只读了一节经文。
And, hey, that's what I need to change.
哦，那就是我需要改变的呀。
Okay, God, I'll change that.
是好的，神，我这个读在这方面我就改。
He said, sometimes I read a long time.
他有的时候我就读了很久。
I suspect that, you know, when he's in Leviticus, he goes a long ways.
我相信他读那个利未记大概一下就读了很多。
But his point is this.
所以呢，他的想法就是这样，他的要紧。
He's not just checking off chapters. I'm done.
不是在那打勾说哦，我已经读了这个那个。
But finding how does God's word speak to my need, to my world?
而是找到说神是如何对我的需要，对我所处的环境来讲话的。
The goal of this kind of meditation, of deep reading.
所以呢，就是这种深入挖掘的这样去读圣经的目标目的就是。
is to shape us in the image of Christ.
是把我们塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
Ephesians.
在以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
A few weeks ago, I came across this verse and it startled me.
几个星期以前我就读到这一句话，真的让我很震惊。
Because it comes in a section of scripture that at least I always read for a completely different purpose.
因为我读的这段经文，经常我读这个是为了不同的目的来读这一段经文的。
It is a section about husbands and wives.
因为他在讲这个夫妻的关系。
And so I've always read this looking for what does it say about relationships in the family.
所以呢我每次读这个事情都在找说这个经文是如何教导关于家庭关系的。
But you know, Paul was a wonderful theologian.
但是你知道保罗是一个很棒的神学家。
And so he drops stuff in everywhere.
所以他就时不时的就放点东西进来。
And he does it right here.
然后这里也是。
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
做丈夫的你们爱妻子就像基督爱教会。
And then he tells us how Christ loved the church.
然后他就讲到说基督是如何爱教会的。
He gave himself for her.
他是为教会舍己。
That he might sanctify her, that he might make her holy.
就是为了让借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁。
And then he has this wonderful phrase that I had just kind of glided over every time I've read this.
然后他后面就有一句呢我每次都是这样掠过去从来没有注意过。
How did he make her holy?
那耶稣基督如何让教会圣洁呢?
Having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word.
他是用水借着道把教会洗净，是用着神的道把他给让他洗净的。
Says, Look at how he did this.
就是他说，你看保罗说神是如何做的。
He cleansed us through baptism.
神呢借着洗礼来洁净我们。
And through the daily washing with the word.
而且呢是借着每天的神的话语来洁净我们，每天来洁净我们。
We've talked in here before.
我们在这里
that being made holy is not a one-time step that is finished.
我们以前讲过说成为圣洁不是一下子就完成了就一步你就圣洁了不是这样的。
As Christians, we have been made holy.
作为基督徒我们被神成为圣洁。
We are being made holy.
我们以前是已经被神称圣然后呢我们也在一个被神让我们成为圣洁的一个过程中。
And 1 John says that when we see Christ face to face, we will be made holy.
然后呢，约翰一书也知道说，也讲到说，当我们跟神亲眼见到他的时候，我们就像他，我们就被他塑造，就成为圣洁。
It happened when we became a Christian.
当我们信主的时候呢，就发生了，我们成为圣洁。
If you tell me that you became a Christian and nothing in your life changed,
如果你说你已经信主了，但是你的生命没有生活中生命没有任何改变。
I really don't think that word Christian means what you think it means.
那我就觉得你对基督徒的这个理解可能就不是真正基督徒的这个定义。
When we become a Christian, God makes us holy.
当我们信主的时候，我们成为基督徒的时候，神使我们成为圣洁。
And the image Paul uses is the washing of water.
这就是保罗说的用水洁净我们。
An image he takes from the Old Testament of Ezekiel.
他这个是从旧约以西结书的这个形象来的。
I'm going to wash you with water. I'm going to make you clean of the idols you have worshipped.
然后神说我要洁净你，用水洁净你，用你拜偶像的这个罪。
But then Paul says, we continue day after day to be made holy.
然后保罗说我们每一天继续持续不断的成为圣洁。
If you tell me you became a Christian and nothing changed, I really have some serious questions.
如果你说你信主了，但是你却没有任何改变，那我真的对你有些要问一些问题，有些想法。
And if you tell me that as a Christian, nothing is changing day by day.
如果你说你作为基督徒，你现在没有每一天再有事情在改变。
Again, I think, how can that be?
我就会想说，怎么可能呢？
How can you be God's child and not be growing?
为什么你是怎么可能是神的孩子却不成长呢?
And here Paul tells us one of the ways God does that is the washing with the word.
神让我们成长，让我们成为圣洁的一个途径，就是用他的道，用他的话语来洁净我们。
Day after day, He is washing my mind.
每一天，每一天，神在洁净我的思想。
With His word.
用他的话语来洁净我的思想。
You see, I can't live in this world without being exposed to a whole lot of things that don't fit Philippians 4:8.
我们活在这个世界上，我们所周围面对的环境很，就是那些东西呢，都是跟腓立比书4:8是不相符的，我们没有办法避免这样的事情。
Things that are not true, things that are not honorable.
就是不真实的，不可敬的。
Things that are not just and pure.
不公义的，不清洁的，我们没有办法说不去面对这些事情。
I am going to be bombarded with that constantly.
你在持续不断的四面八方被这些东西来攻击。
And Paul says, I need a regular washing of the word.
所以保罗说我们需要一个就是经常的正，就是常规的被神的话语来洁净。
That's the meditation that I'm talking about.
那就是我所讲的默想。
Not emptying our minds.
不是把我们的思想就是冥想。
But filling our minds daily.
不是就是把我们的思想倒空，而是用我们神的话语来每天充满我们的思想。
With that washing.
这样让神的话语来洁净我们。
I think I said to you a couple weeks ago.
我想一两个星期前我讲过。
God uses His word to equip us to fight temptation, to fight false ideas.
神用他的话语，用他的思，用他的话语来帮助我们来战胜试探，来战胜这种虚假的思想，虚谎。
This week I've been reading a wonderful book that I'm going to stick in the church's library.
我这个星期读了一本很棒的书，我会放到那个图书馆。
A lady who went through a whole series of absolutely crushing experiences in her life.
就是有一位女士，她的生命就是一系列的这种真的是非常令人压，能把人给压碎的这样的经历。
Books on the power of positive thinking did not help her.
她所读的这种积极正面思想对她没有帮助。
Church friends who said, it's okay, God has a purpose, don't worry about it, it'll be fine, did not help her.
然后教会的朋友对她说，没关系，神对这件事情有个最终的美意，这样的讲法，这样的安慰也没用。
She says at one point in the book, prayer didn't help me.
她甚至在她的书中说到了一个点上，她说那个祷告也不能帮助她。
Because I did not have the energy to pray.
因为我甚至都没有这种力量去祷告。
But she said she had memorized scriptures.
但是她以前她是在一直在背圣经，她有背诵圣经。
And in dark times where it just felt hopeless.
在她很黑暗的时候，觉得绝望的时候。
And she did not even have the energy to think about the scriptures.
她甚至都没有这种能力，这种精力去思想神的话语。
God would bring back to her His word.
神就把他以前所背的这些经文带回到他的思想中。
To give her hope.
就给他心里带来盼望。
But as I said to you before, that word has to be in there for God to use it.
但是就像我以前讲的，你必须得首先把那个话语存在你以前读过，存在你的心里，所以神才能来用这个话语。
We are constantly bombarded by falsehoods from the world around us.
我们就是不停地被这个世界周围的虚谎所攻击，到处给我们这样的念头。
From Satan.
也从撒旦而来。
You aren't a good Christian.
我们都是好基，都是大家都是挺。
You aren't strong enough to live a holy life.
你，但是你不是说强壮到可以靠你自己过一个正确的生活。
You're too weak to face this temptation.
你自己没有能力来面对这个试探。
Someone texted me this week.
有人这个星期给我发短信。
I'm 55 years old.
他说我53岁了。
And I've wasted 55 years of my life.
他说我已经浪费了55年的生命。
What can God do with what little is left?
那只有一点点时间了，神还能做什么呢？
Where was he hearing that?
He 从哪儿听到这个念头了呢？
That's Satan's attack.
那个就从撒旦来的攻击。
And the only answer that I could give this brother,
我给这位弟兄的唯一的建议就是答案就是
certainly was not, don't worry, be happy.
然后当然不是说没关系就开心吧。
You know, pop song really doesn't answer the need.
你所听的那个流行歌曲的确不能满足他的需要。
All I could do was to point him to scripture.
我所有能做的就是把他指向神的话语。
The book of Joel.
就是约珥记。
Where Joel gives this wonderful promise. God gives this wonderful promise.
就是神给约珥说。
The years that the locusts have eaten.
就是那个蝗虫所吃到的。
I will restore.
我会偿还。
Joel does not say.
约珥没有说。
Don't worry, Israel, it's not your fault.
约珥没有说以色列别担心这个不是你的问题。
Because it was Israel's fault.
的确是以色列人他自己的民族自己的问题。
He doesn't say, don't worry, what you did wasn't that bad, because it was not bad.
他神没说别担心你做的没那么糟糕他们做的是很糟糕非常的坏。
But he says to them,
但是神对他们说
Let me tell you something about God that is amazing.
让我告诉你神的奇妙。
The years that you have wasted.
就是你所浪费荒废的那些年月。
And in that prophecy, the image he uses is the years that the locusts have eaten.
他说在这个约珥书里用到就是说蝗虫所吃的那些年份。
I'm going to give that to you.
我要补还你们。
Isn't that incredible?
那个是不是太好了？
God's word as it's planted in us becomes the tool that God wants to use to answer the false ideas that Satan gives us.
神所在我们心里所栽种所种下的那些话语是用来当我们面对这个撒旦的攻击对周围世界的虚谎的时候我们可以用来还击的攻击。
As we meditate on God's word, as we fill our mind with his word,
当我们用神的话语来充满我们思想的时候
He strengthens our confidence with God, in God.
他真的就是坚固我们对神的信号。
He purifies our thoughts as he replaces wrong thoughts with right thoughts.
他就是用正确的思想取代错误的思想。
You know, when we are facing temptation and doubt and struggles.
当我们面对这个试探怀疑和别的事情的时候
Many people try to do it with their willpower.
很多人想用自己的意志力来胜过。
Now let's try an experiment here.
让我们做一个实验看看那个为什么不工作。
Look up in that corner there.
我们大家看那个角落。
And do not imagine a little pink elephant doing a dance up there.
不要去想象那边有一个粉色大象在那里跳舞。
Do not.
不要去想象这个有粉色的大象。
Absolutely do not think about a pink elephant at all.
你就完全不要去想象有个粉色的大象。
Richard, what are you thinking about?
那个弟兄。
Huh? No, you're not.
他没有想到那个。
He has a struggle with honesty.
粉色的大象他很诚实。
The way we don't think about something.
就是我们如果要不去想什么东西。
Is to think about something else.
去想。
Right?
你要不想去想什么东西，你
要
想别的东西。
And the way I don't think about the wrong ideas, the wrong concepts that Satan has taught me.
如果我们要不去想那个撒旦所给我们的这些错误的思想，
is to think about something else.
是要去思想一些别的。
To fill my mind with God's word.
是用神的话语来充满你的思想。
That replaces the false ideas.That this world has given me.
是取代这个世界所给我们的错误的思想。
It protects me against Satan's temptation and Satan's power.
这也保护我免受撒旦的这个就是可以面对撒旦的试探跟撒旦的攻击。
In Psalm 1 verse 3 that we read earlier says,
我们刚才读的诗篇第一章第三节说,
that it opens me to greater measures of God's blessing.
就是让我可以把我放在一个能够接受神更大祝福的一个地方。
As he makes me fruitful.
神让我能够结果子。
Now, how do we do this?
我们如何来做到这个呢? You better use just, yeah.
Okay. Just a few things about how
to make meditation a part of our spiritual discipline.
如何让这个进行默想的操练呢？
And the first thing I want to say is just keep it simple.
第一点我想强调的就是要简单。
John Wesley gave this approach to meditation.
约翰·威斯利给出的建议是这样的。
I sit down alone with God.
他说我就坐下来跟神安静地坐下来。
I open his book.
然后我打开他的书。
I read.
然后我就读。
And I say, Lord.
我就对神说，神啊。
If I lack wisdom, it says, ask you.
你说如果有谁缺乏智慧，我们可以向你求。
And I spend time letting him teach me.
然后我就花时间让神通过他的话语来教我。
Simple.
非常简单。
One of the things that I have been thinking as I look at what we're going to talk about, spiritual disciplines.
当我来就是准备来想我们要学习的这些属灵操练的时候。
Many of these I have struggled with personally.
对很多的这些操练其实我自己也是有挣扎的。
Because I have tried to create, you know, a very detailed system of how I will do it.
因为呢我想要做一个就是很细致的很复杂的就是我该如何做的这样一个系统。
And if it gets complicated, I'm going to quit pretty soon.
你知道如果这个系统这个方式一旦比较复杂很快你就会停下来了。
It needs to be simple.
所以呢这个需要很简单需要简单。
Meditation on God's word is not complicated.
所以呢去默想神的话不需要复杂。
I sit down and I say, God, I want to hear from you.
然后我就坐下来，我说神啊，我想听到你对我的话。
I begin with a prayer, God, please help me to understand.
我就祷告说神啊，求你帮助我能明白。
Find a place that's quiet.
找到一个安静的地方。
Still myself in God's presence.
让我在神的面前安静。
And say, God,
说神啊
，please help me to understand.
帮助我能够了解。
The second thing I've learned that I must pray is this.
第二点我必须要祷告的就是
And God, what you show me, I will obey.
就是神啊你向我显示了什么我要去顺服我要听。
You see, is there anyone in here who is prone to arguing with God when he showed you something in his word that you don't like very much?
我们在多少人就是说当神给我们显示了一些我们不喜欢的东西的时候我们很喜欢跟神在那儿讨价还价跟神在那儿争辩。
Just three of us, okay.
只有三个。
So I'm just talking to you two, the rest of you can take a little nap.
你们两位就是举手的我就给你们看。
Because you are wonderful saints who as soon as God's word shows you something, you immediately go and do it.
别人都可以睡觉了因为你们都是神的这个非常好的这个圣徒神要你显示什么马上就去听
就顺服了。I'm in awe of all of you.
我就说其实我们每个人。
And I think you need to go to that verse on lying this afternoon.
所以今天你们应该好好。回去看看。
Most of us, at least me.
我们大多数人包括我包括我自己。
When I'm reading, and it contradicts what I'm comfortable with in my life.
当我读神的话语当这个话语跟我就是我所在生活中我所感觉很舒适我很容易接受的东西有冲突的时候。
I start to explain to God why that doesn't really apply to me.
所以我就开始向神解释说你讲的这个呀其实对我是不实用的。
Now I don't say it that way, that'd be stupid.
当然我不是这么直接讲啊那就很笨了。
But that's what I'm doing.
那就是我在做的。
As I'm saying, well, I think that probably just relates to Paul's situation.
我就说神啊这个可能只是适用于保罗当时的情那个时代。
When Jesus told them not to worry,
当主耶稣告诉他们说不要忧虑的时候
about things like food, clothing, and taking care of their daily needs.
不要说为吃什么穿什么还有每天的日常需用到忧虑的时候
That's because
Life was simple back then.
我说那因为那时候的生活都很简单呐、啊，很简朴。
I have to worry about these things.
我一定得为这些东西在操心呐、啊。
Because if I don't worry about them, they're not going to get worried about.
如果我要是不去操心这些事情，不担心这些事情，那就没人去操心担心这些事儿了。
Now again, I know there's only three of us who do that.
我知道只有我们三个人这样的啊。
So here's what I've learned.
所以我在这里面学到什么呢?
I can simplify my reading of scripture a lot.
我可以把我的这个读经的简单化很多。
If before I read it,
就在我读之前,
I say, now God,
我说神呐,
when I read something today that I don't like,
如果我今天读到了一些我不喜欢的东西,
you're the boss.
你是老板。
I'm going to obey.
我会听话, 我会顺服。
I need to put myself in a posture, an attitude of obedience right from the start.
我要从最刚开始的时候，我要把自己放在一个，就是有一种态度，有一种姿态，就是说我是准备好要顺服的。
So that God's Spirit is speaking to a willing and open heart.
所以呢，神的灵就可以对一个心甘情愿的一个愿意听话的一个心一个来讲话。
Then no matter how much you've read for the day,
不管说你今天读了多少经文，
leave with something that you're going to chew on through the day.
但是呢，你就找到一些你可以一天中间来不断的咀嚼来思想的。
Something that you're going to keep coming back to.
就是你不断的回到那个经文去想它。
I like.To memorize something, a verse.
我喜欢就背一些经文。
But at the least, take that thought with you.
起码呢，你要是把那个念头、那个经文的要义，就是放在你的脑中。
And then throughout the day,
然后你这整个一天呢
，as defeating thoughts come into your life.
当那个让你沮丧的、把你压下去的一个念头出现在你脑海中的时候
，respond.With God's word.
用神的话语来回应。
Again, Jesus' example of temptation is such a good lesson for us.
所以主耶稣面对试探的时候，他的榜样是我们很好的。
Do you realize that no one in this room is smart enough to out-argue the devil?
你知道我们中间没有任何一个人，我们可以就聪明到我们可以跟那个魔鬼辩论，我们还能赢他。
When he tells you,
当他告诉你
，you're a loser.
你是那个窝囊废，你是一个失败者的时候。
Who isn't strong enough?
你根本就
to live the Christian life.
你根本没有，你根本不强壮到可以过一个基督徒的生活。
And that you're not worthy of God's love.
你也不配得神的爱。
You really are not good enough to argue him out of that. You won't win.
你如果想要说通过这种跟他对话辩论的方式赢过他的话，你肯定赢不了。
And so what I've come to realize is,
所以我就意识到
just don't try.
甚至都不要这样去试。
Instead, replace that with God's word.
用神的话语来替代这个你这种想法，这种做法。
God's word says to me,
神的话语对我说
Ephesians 2,
就是以弗所书第二章
that when I did not deserve God's love,
当我就是不配神的爱的时候
when I was not worthy,
当我也的确是就是不值得的时候
God saw in me something worthy of being loved, right?
神看到了我的身上有些值得爱的地方是吗？
A lot of people say that, but that's not what Paul says.
很多人是说哦，你知道有些神值得爱的，但是不是保罗讲的。
He says something much more wonderful than God saw something in you worthy of love.
保罗所讲的可是比那些说哦，神看到你身上有些发光、有些闪光点的、有些值得爱的地方。
Now, some of the positive preachers say that, but Paul didn't.
但是有些积极思想、正面思想的人是这么教导，但是保罗不是这么说的。
Paul says something much greater.
保罗所说的比这个更伟大。
God saw nothing worthy of love.
神在你身上没有看到任何一点值得他爱的。
But he loved you anyway.
但是不管怎么样，神还是爱你。
He loved us when there was no reason for him to.
当我们就是没有任何缘由让神爱我们的时候，神还是爱我们。
He brought us from death when we did not have the power to obey him.
他把我们从死里带出来，让我们从死里复生，甚至我们都没有这个能力去顺服他。
To spiritual life when we have the power to obey him.
他让我们从死里复活，让我们有这种属灵的生命。当我们有了这个属灵的生命，我们才能够去顺服他。
When I start my day with that,
当我的一天是这样开始的时候，
I don't have to win the argument with Satan to convince him that, well, no, I was worthy of God's love. It doesn't matter.
你不需要说去跟撒旦在那里争辩，说我的确是配得神的爱的，你那个不重要。
Instead, I can reflect, I can meditate, I can chew on the wonder of a God who loved me.
我就是在思想，在咀嚼神所爱我这样的一个神奇之处。
When I absolutely did not deserve it.
当我就是绝对的，就是不配得神的爱。
And so then Paul says.
接着保罗说。
The rest of that whole section.
这个后边的整个一。
If God has done that.
如果神这样做了。
If he did that when you were his enemy.
当你还是他的仇敌的时候，他就这样爱你了。
Look at how wonderful.What great things he is going to do in and through you now that you are his child, his workmanship.
现在你已经是他的孩子，是他的手里的工作，他会怎么样的来爱你呢？
Paul says, God created you.
神创造了你。
He made you for good works.
神创造你，叫让你行善。
That he's already planned for you.
他已经预备让你行的。
And now,Through his spirit, you can accomplish that.
靠着神的圣灵，你可以成就这些。
Because he has brought you from death to life.
因为神让你从死里复活。
That changes how I look at my life.
那个会改变我如何来看待我的生活。
I no longer have to argue with Satan about, oh, look at what you've done.
我不需要再跟撒旦争辩论说你看你做了什么。
Look at how unworthy you are.
你看看你撒旦就说你看你多不配得。
Or even look at how other people might think about you.
或者去说你看别人怎么想你的。
None of it matters.
这些都不重要。
Because God's word says.
因为神的话语说。
He loved me.
他爱我。
And he has equipped me for the work he has.
他已经装备我预备我让我行善是他所预备的。
I'm going to change my order here real quick.
我现在把我的这个顺序稍微颠倒一下。
Because I want to spend a little more time than I have on fasting.
我想花一点时间讲这个禁食。Oh, this is the simplicity.
Yeah.
This is simplicity.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to jump and just spend a few minutes right here.
所以我花一些时间讲这个简朴。
And this is related.
这个跟我们刚才讲的这个是相关的。
The discipline of simplicity.
就是简朴的操练。
Now, when I say that, you might think, oh, we're getting back to the Amish thing.
然后我一讲就说哦你又开始在讲。
Get rid of everything and no, that's not at all what I want.
那不是我要讲的。
Listen to what Hebrews says.
请你听希伯来书13章第5节这样怎么说的。
13 verse 5.Let your conduct be without covetousness.
你们存心不可贪爱钱财。
Be content with such things as you have.
要以自己所有的为足。
Does that sound like the world we live in?
这像我们现在我们周围生活的世界是这样的吗？
All the commercials that come on.
每天看到的广告。
That say you don't need a newer car.If you've got a good one, don't pay us any attention.
他从来没有说哦，你不需要一个新车呀，你已经有一个挺好的车，所以就忽略我们的广告。
You remember that commercial?
你记不记得那样？你有看到过？有记得那样的广告吗
？No, I don't either.
都没有。
All of them are.
所有的这些广告都是。
Whatever you have is not enough.
你现在所有的这些都不够啊。
That was last year's model.
那是去年的那个型号。
How can you survive with last year's model?
用都有去年的这个型号，你怎么过日子啊
？Hebrews says.
希伯来书说。
Be content with such things as you have.
他说要以自己所有的知足。
And then he gives how that's possible.
他就告诉我们如何是以自己的知足可能呢?
For he, God has said,
因为主曾说,
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我总不撇下你,也不丢弃你。
I knew before I started I might switch order. I didn't know how the time was going to work.
Because this is very much related, it seems to me, to meditation.
我觉得这个跟这个默想是两个很相关的。
You've heard of the term retail therapy.
你们听过那种什么治疗?就是重新销售治疗。
Shopping as a way to fill the emptiness.
哦,就是用那种去买东西作为一种来治疗你这个空虚的一种方式,是这样的。
I'm depressed.
我感觉非常的抑郁。
I'm lonely.
我很孤单。
I can go to Amazon.
然后我就上了亚马逊网站。
Spend some money,
花点钱,
and I'll feel better until the credit card bill comes.
我就感觉挺好，直到我接到这个信用卡的账单。
Retail therapy.
这就叫做这种，就是买东西的治疗法。
And apparently they had some version of that back in the first century.
所以你看到这个的不是我们现在才有的，第一世纪也有这样的方式。
Because the writer of Hebrews says to these Christians who are struggling.
因为希伯来的作者给这些在就是在面对这个艰难这个挣扎的基督徒说
Be satisfied with what you have.
以自己所有的为主。
Be happy with simple lives.
就是过一个你有过是一个简朴的生活你就以此为高以此为喜悦。
And then he gives them the key to it.
然后他告诉这个如何做到的关键在于
For God has said.
因为神说
I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
我总不撇下你也不丢弃你。
In other words.
换句话说
You have God.
你有神呐。
All the rest of it is excess.
那别的东西都是其实是多余的。
If you've got Him,
如果你有他
you've got enough.
你就有足够了。
Back to Matthew that I quoted earlier.
我刚才讲到那个马太福音里面不要
I love how Jesus ends that section about not worrying about food, clothing, all of those things.
因为主耶稣最后结束他说不要忧虑穿什么吃什么
He doesn't say to us.
他没有对我们说
You know, Jesus was, I'm sorry, Jesus was very practical.
主耶稣是很实际的。
And Jesus does not say this.
主耶稣没有说
Don't worry about food, clothing, drink.
不要忧虑食物衣服
Because those things aren't important.
因为那些东西都不重要。
He doesn't say that.
主耶稣不是那么讲的。
Because Face it.
你就面对自己
Food, drink, clothing, how those things are important.
那些食物啊衣服啊这些东西是重要的。
Right?
对不对
We need those things.
我们都需要这些东西。
He doesn't say don't worry about them because they're not important.
他说你不要忧虑不是因为这些东西不重要。
He says, your heavenly father knows you need those things.
他说你们所需用的一切东西你们的天父是知道的。
That's why I don't need to worry about it.
所以那就是我为什么不需要去
Because he's already, he already knows about it.
因为他已经知道我需要什么。
Someone said to me, you don't have to stay up at night worrying, God's going to be awake all night anyway, so let him deal with it.
所以有的人就说不要整夜睡不着觉在那儿担心反正神一整夜神都是一直醒着的所以让他去担心好了。
Jesus says, our heavenly father knows we need him.
主耶稣说我们的天父知道我们需要什么。
And so,
所以
seekHis kingdom.
先求他的国和他的义。
Seek his righteousness.
寻求他的国和他的义。
And all the other things will be given to you.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
He says he's going to take care of it. He's your father.
他是你的天父他会照料你他会看顾你。
So you focus on him.
所以你把你的注意力
And all the rest of it you will get.
这个别的东西你就会得到。
I'm not going to be able to get through this. Are there any questions up to this point? Just
有没有什么问题
Very, very brief.
Has anybody in your experience ever tried to pin this onto baptism by the water? In other words, the ordinance instead of the baptism by the Holy Spirit?
The first part of that may be referring to baptism.
弟兄问的问题说在以弗所书第五章二十六节说用水借的道把教会洗净他就说这个洗净是不是包括了这个洗礼他说那个第一部分是包括了洗礼麦牧师讲
So it's very possible because in the early church yes washing baptism was the symbol of becoming a believer
因为在初期的教会，就是你这个洗礼就是一个象征。
It means washing by daily by the word of the Holy Spirit. Is that not correct?
Okay, so it seems to me he is saying we are made holy how?
他是说 how to become holy, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the past. 他说保罗说的是说在过去我们是如何被神洁净成为圣洁的。
One, he says by washing of water.
第一是靠着水成为圣洁。那就是
But then it's an ongoing process.
作为一个在持续不断的一个过程。
So both are part of that.
就是说借着神的道把它洗净，所以这是一个两个都是，一个是洗礼，一个是这个借着神的道把教会洗。
Simplicity is this, and here's why I think it relates to meditation.
所以简朴呢就是这样，我为什么觉得简朴和默想相关呢？
Someone defined it this way.
有的人是这么来定义的。
An inner attitude of detachment.
是一个里边的一个远离的，让自己远离的一个东西。
From secondary things.
就是让你自己脱离那种次要的。
So that I can focus on God's priorities.
所以以至于我可以专注于神的优先次序。
And arrange my lifestyle that way.
然后呢，也让我的生活方式跟神的优先次序相符合。
Simplicity is not about how much I have or don't have.
所以这个简朴不在于说我有多还是有少，我有多少。
As I was thinking about this, I thought of two people that I know.
我在想这个简朴的时候，我想到两个我认识的人。
One is quite well to do. He built a business and he's been very successful.
一个呢是自己有自己的生意呢，然后很成功。
And he has, you know, more than I'll ever dream of having.
然后呢，他也挺有钱的，他所有的钱都是我做梦都想不到的。
And he lives a life of simplicity.
但是他却过了一个简朴的生活。
And by that I mean this.
我的意思就是。
All of this he has because it has come to him through his success.
因为他这个成功，所以他所有的一切这些东西。
But he doesn't hold on to any of it.
但是他却不会说仅仅抓住这些物质上的东西。
He is a person who simply has the attitude, you know, God has really been good to me and I really thank him.
他的态度就是神对我很好，我真的很感谢神。
But what he's really, really, really been good to me about is.
但是神对我最好的就是。
He gave me himself.
他把他自己给我。
And I enjoy my relationship with God.
我享受我跟神的关系。
I have a friend who doesn't have nearly so much.
我还有一个朋友，他不太有，基本上没什么的，没有什么钱。
Every time I talk to him, the conversation revolves around one thing.
我每次跟他讲话的时候，我们的中心话题只有一个。
The little bit I have, how can I get a little bit more?
就是我已经有这么一点了，我怎么可以再更多一点？
Now, if you were to look at these two people, you would think the second one was the person who has simplicity, because they don't have very much.
如果你要看这两个人呢，你会觉得第二个人呢是过了一个简朴的生活，因为他本身不是很有钱，物质上很少。
But in fact, he has not learned what Jesus said.
但是他实际上没有学到主耶稣所教导的。
Trust God.
就是信靠神。
Now, you might say, well, that's easy for that first person, because he has plenty.
你可能会说，哎呀，那当然对第一个人很容易啊，因为他已经有很多了。
I don't think so.
我不觉得是那样。
I think a person who doesn't develop the discipline of simplicity,
如果一个人没有发展出来这种简朴的这种生活方式。
I second friend, if he became rich, I think he would still be living a life of worry and pressure and stress.
即使他很有钱，如果他不是说有这种心态的话，他还是即使有钱，还是会担心，非常睡不着。
Because now the stress would be, what if I lose this?
因为他有了钱之后，他的下边的压力就是说，我这么有钱了，我如何能够保持我的财富呢
？So simplicity is not how much we have.
所以呢，这个简朴不在于我们有多少钱，
不在于我们多少钱。So don't go home and sell everything.
所以我现在要停止，别回家把你的东西都卖了。
It's not how much we have.
不在于说我们有多少。
It's an attitude.
而是一种心态。
That puts first things first.
而是把首要的事情放在首位。
And everything else falls into place behind that.
然后呢，别的事情就都是这样下来，就是有这个正当的次序。
We're going to stop here. Let me give you a homework assignment.
所以我给大家一个家庭作业。
Joshua 1 verse 8. Sometime this week.
这个星期你什么时候
？Take half hour.
大概有半个小时的时间。
And just sit and read that verse.
就坐在那儿读这一节经文，约书亚记一章八节。
Meditate on it then through the day.
那一天都在思想这句话。
What does this verse look like in my life?
这句经文在我的生命中，在我的生活中是如何来反映出来的？
How will my life look if this is how I live?
如果我是那样生活的，那我的生活应该看得像什么样呢？
Dear God, thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们为你的话语感谢你。
Would you help us to be people who are guided by your word?
求你帮助我们成为被你的话语所引导的子民。
Who live lives that are completely in subjection to your word.
就是过一个完全对你话语顺服的生活。
That you fill our minds daily.
你每天用你的话语来充满我们的思想。
With your thoughts.
用你的想思想来充满我们的思想。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. All right, next week we'll pick up the fasting.
下个星期我们开始讲那个进。